Hello and welcome back, and Happy New Year. You are listening to No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental electronic, and post-rock programming. As your host, I do my best to make hard-to-find music more accessible to a larger audience. I hope you enjoy. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional and unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. All right, so kicking off the new year, I'm going to start with a track by Mike Ladd. I featured him previously on one of our episodes, but this is an entirely different song. This is a high-octane, noisy rock instrumental, and it serves as a fantastic introduction to a record, and it shows Mike Ladd's versatility as a producer. The Dire Straits play Nuremberg is what the track's called. It's full of electronic distortion, shouted reverberated vocal samples, talking about crowd-controlling a frenzied audience attacking the stage, plenty of feedback, and a driving distorted guitar riff. So without further ado, let's kick off the first track of the show. So that was The Dire Straits Play Nuremberg by Mike Ladd. This next track is by funk and soul group D'Angelo and the Vanguard. These musicians have been known for putting out some really great content in the genre this decade and last decade. And they've been hugely influential as artists. This particular track, I actually love so many off of this album. This album is called Black Messiah, but I wanted to feature this track, and it's called Betray My Heart. It has accented rhythm guitar, a soft drum beat, and it's complemented by D'Angelo's smooth, like silky smooth vocal delivery, which gives the track a feeling of ease and effortlessness. Overall, it's a quieter, song, but it has the ability to entice the listener into subtler details with the vocal harmonies and the virtuistic guitar noodling. The horns that introduce themselves later in the song are also very pretty and caught my ear. Perhaps at first glance there doesn't really seem so much to be going on, but with a closer listen, I think this this track has a lot to offer, and it's very much alive and active. So this is Betray My Heart by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. Oh, yeah.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
So up next, we've got another soulful track. This is called Girl, You Got to Forgive Him. I said it like that because there's an exclamation mark after the word girl. And this song is truly, it's something. It's got, it's very compelling, I think is a good word. Climactic horns, these immense stadium quality horns. I think they're probably one of my favorite parts of the track. But these horns are also complemented by a beautiful string section of like rapid scaling and slow building chords from some cellos and violins. From what I can make out, there's also this really, really cool chirping guitar effect that adds like tension. And Sharon Jones and the rest of her singers from the Dap Kings deliver a very powerful vocal performance. And what they do interestingly is that they purposefully pitch bend harmonies in it, and it also creates tension in this track. It's a gutsy song, and there's a considerable dissonance to it, but overall, it just adds to the soulful quality, and it's mixed in such a way that there's a balance so that no one sound is over dominating. So this is called Girl, You've Got to Forgive Him by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Thank you.
That was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Girl, You've Got to Forgive Him. Okay, so the next track I have, so we've been deviating a little bit from the electronic jazz fusion post-rock stuff, so I'm going to get right back into it in the theme of our first track of this episode. The next two songs are definitely more post-rock and punk oriented, which is going to be awesome because they are phenomenal tracks. This one is called it's an excerpt of a longer song. The track originally is around 30 minutes in length, 20 minutes in length. But it's a almost like a collage of different sounding songs from various genres. This is by Lil Ugly Mane, and he's a Virginia experimental hip hop producer. So he was making beats as well as producing tracks of other genres outside of hip hop, and he kind of collaged them together into these long, almost unforgiving at times monstrosities. So I just wanted to essentially isolate some of the highlights from this particular track and to talk about them, because what's going on in his music is truly notable, and he does kind of give off a personality that's sort of influenced by no one, just a void, antisocial. His internet presence, although he's very in tune, I guess, with like digital art and internet culture, he's kind of he doesn't have a social media presence, and if he does, it's like cryptic and it's confusing, doesn't make sense, makes fun of his fans for trying to put meaning into his work and all that. So, I mean, all in all, his character is an entirely different story. But at the very least, as a person or as a project, Lil Ugly Mane has come out with some very, very good music. The consistency is debatable. There's some argument there whether or not it's just overtly pretentious or truly, genius. Like other albums like Mista Thug Isolation, which was this really interesting Virginia hip hop record that came out, and then this other record called Oblivion Access, have been talked about a little bit in the underground hip hop scene, but I'm not going to mention them beyond that today. I want to focus on something that's not really hip hop oriented, but made by somebody in hip hop. This track is an excerpt, from the esoteric genre hopping release of this album called Third Side of Tape, and it's an amalgamation of various instrumental and hip hop motifs. I was astonished to hear how well some of the other genres of music featured on this record were captured. Like it was amazing. This track is a prime example of what I mean. It's a post-punk type sounding noisy instrumental rock track, and it's just really good. which surprised me because he's it's just him. And it includes a developing drum beat with these syncopated fills, a deep dark distortion in the guitars, and these steady power chords that provide energy and drive the song along, also gives an opportunity for the drums to embellish. So I think this is a 3-minute excerpt, and I want to play this. And then I also want to play another track, not by him, but by a true like indie post-punk noise rock band. And then I want to make some comparisons between the two, and you'll see what I mean in a little bit. So this is Side 1A, an excerpt from that track by Lil Ugly Mane. So let's hear it.
This is a logical. This is the image that only you can see. Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
And this is No Dead Air, a music show on jazz fusion, post-rock, and experimental electronic music, for the most part. But we do also do other things. But this next song is definitely a post-rockish. It's called Then They Came For Me, dun, 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 by The Drones. Okay, so compared to what we heard previously, which was, you definitely heard the song, but that was made by somebody who... I don't know. He's coming at least from a hip hop background, and you can kind of hear the sounds that he was trying to emulate, and he did so accurately. So this is the type of music that he was trying to recreate. You know, given the electronics and the production, the sampling, and all of the tools that he had. But he did not have a band, and you'll see how successful he was at recreating that sound. So I'm hoping we can listen to this next track, draw out some similarities. A couple of things that I want to note, differences. This song by the band called The Drones has a much more melodic element, and it's more written. That is to say, it has more of a lyrical content and multiple sections like verses and choruses and bridges and whatnot. The other was just kind of like a jam. The excerpt from side 1A was just a jam. And in this song, this upcoming song, I love how the band's I love how the bass and the drums collaborate together to create some off-kilter rhythms, and the vocal performances and the electronics sort of come together to create this sense of urgency that's very fitting for the style of music. There's this looming tremolo guitar that modulates into and out of the background and the foreground, and it transitions into this aching guitar solo emphasizing some really interesting minor sounding chords. Very cool moment in the piece. And then there's this noisy, overdriven tantrum where the lyrics, "I didn't do anything," and "they came for him," repeat over and over, and this panic happens until the song abruptly ends on a cliffhanger. So it's more theatrical, but what I want to concentrate on is the sound and how similar and how well this track and the track that I played previously resemble each other. Hopefully it's somewhat of an epiphany or something at least cool for you guys listening, because I thought he did an excellent job recreating that. And there are other moments that Little Ugly Mane recreated other genres of music that are well outside hip hop, you know, like he did a country instrumental. It was a few minutes, or maybe it was a little bit shorter than that, but it was like spot on, and it was some good country music, or like maybe not necessarily country, but like grassroots, maybe even bluegrass. Really weird. And so I guess what better fitting place to put these tracks than just all together as a mixed bag of lost toys that just really all fit together because they don't anywhere else. So this is "And Then They Came For Me" by The Drones on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, I can hear a Jericho trumpet, but the sky is perfectly clear. Whether it's real or recollection, it's like I'm stranded on a pier, watching the waves of immigration being rewound off the beach, while a long road to unconsciousness ebbs out at my heels. Now I'm walking the halls to Charles de Gaulle with a fresh minted boarding pass. I got a date with Big Curious, standing in the subway. I'm feeling like I've overstayed. I'm weighing with my sack for the Amtrak and a ticket out of JFK. Left in 11 times. See, there ain't a dolphin torching all the West Bank's face. Now they live by electricity. The wise man knows that all things go through tubes to their destination. Through the sewers of Athens and the Old Brook missile and the underground tube stations. Yeah, I never knew the lure of monsters. I never been one for crusade. But now I hear a Jericho trumpet. And I can't be sure you're doing much more than playing for some rumored stakes. So when the pilgrims become bandits on their transits, well, it's time to make you get away. Yeah, I did too well. Yeah.
So that was Then They Came For Me by The Drones. What an awesome song. It really gets my adrenaline pumping every time I listen to it. And I love how cluttered and all over the place it is, but it's also organized in the chaos. And there's so much good, just the instrumental, like the playing of the instruments. I just think technically it's quite impressive what they're doing there as well. Okay, so I've So hopefully you're able to listen to both of those songs that I played and maybe draw a little bit of a comparison, maybe contrast them, because they certainly were very similar and very different in some respects and in others. This next song I'm going to play is an old ambient favorite. It's called 414, and it's named after the length of the track. So this is a 4-minute-and-14-song song. Why did I say that twice? 4-minute-and-14-second long song. There we go. That's what I meant to say. And it's from the album 7614, which is the total running time of the album. And this is by Global Communication. And I discovered this album over the holidays, and wow. And I'm saying this is an old favorite of mine just because this was released and, before I was born, a couple years before, half a decade before I was born. And it seems to be, I think I've owned this actually for quite a while, but I sat down and I had these homework albums, and so I'm going to listen to this right now. And I did, and I was so glad that I did, because there were a lot of really great moments on this record that, since it's an ambient album, it does require some patience and time investment. And so, being off school and all that, it was a good period to devote to some music listening for the show and for pleasure. So this is 414. Okay, so we talked about it was named after its running time. So what does the music sound like? Okay, so sounds sweet, swooning synthesizer chords is how I'd put it, with a gentle, distant sounding mallet type instrument keeping this soft rhythm going, while various synthesizer pads and shimmering percussion kind of washes over the mix. So overall, it's a very calm and relaxing track to listen to. So I'm gonna play this. This is 414 by Global Communication. Thank you. So that was 414 by Global Communication. I like the album art. It's a picture of an ear, but it's really zoomed in, so it's hard to tell that as at first glance. And I think after just sort of, it was late, I was probably needing to go to bed. I was just kind of staring at nothing, but the image was in front of my face, and so I was looking at it. And then I'm like, oh, that's an ear. That actually happened to me when I was listening to another record, but it turned out to be a really, really close picture, a close-up picture of an eye. And what I thought were like, I thought it looked like a planet. The way your eye is kind of, it's got that translucent film, and from very, very up, you know, really close, and with the lighting and the way they framed it, it could have been. Actually, if you want to go search the cover, I actually haven't listened really in full to the album that I'm actually talking about. But this is Rolly Porter's Third Law. It's this noise record. I don't think I'm actually going to ever get around to listening it. I think I tried, and it was just a little bit too harsh for me. So take that as what it is. I think it was kind of cool. I really love a good album artwork. I think it adds a lot to the music, especially since you don't really get a physical copy when you're listening to things digitally, so it's always nice to have at least a little bit of that. So this next song, we're getting into some more jazz inspired. Well, this is definitely a jazz song. It's got you know, nine members, horns, vibraphone, the drums are jazz. Everything about it's jazz. It's called Pacemaker. I think these are a Portuguese group, or if they're not, I had some trouble finding information about them because I actually don't own the physical copy. So all I really have is the digital copy of the album. I think they're from Portugal because the record company that they released out of is Portuguese. So, but they make awesome music. This is a band called Angles 9, and I just, you know, heard of them this year, and I've been getting really into their music over the winter break. The song is called Pacemaker, and it features these squawks and other freakish sounds, these horn sounds that kind of meld together, they don't really meld together. They kind of fall like a puzzle. And you know how there's that aha moment where you reach that like critical number of pieces that are like, you know, fitting together, and then you all of a sudden understand what the picture is. It's kind of like that. The horns kind of squawk and do their own thing, and then all of a sudden there's that critical aha moment where it's like, oh my gosh, I see how their individual squawkings, while summed up together, make this interesting jazz riff that kind of just takes off, and it goes ba-ba-ba-da, ba-da-da. And it's just always fresh to hear a new vitality in this jazz music. So kudos to them. Although I don't think that they're a new group by any stretch of the means. I think they've been doing this for a while. But it's still great to hear new jazz music in 2017. Gotta love it. So this is Pacemaker by Angles 9 from their new album, Disappeared Behind the Sun. Thank you. So I'm going to actually end it there because I want to be able to play one last song for you before I have to call the episode to a close. This is a nice piano ballad by Benjamin Clementine, and I just felt the need to feature this in at least one of the episodes. Probably just one of the episodes. I don't tend to repeat songs because there's just so much good content that's out there. So I want to, you know, play it all. And the best way to do that is giving everybody just you know. Okay. Anyways, so Gone by Benjamin Clementine. I listened to this track. It moved me. And it's this patient, slowly developing somber piano ballad, and his voice, this is Benjamin's voice, is kind of thrusted into the spotlight, and it's a major topical element of the song. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of attention drawn to his vocal inflections. Like, you can kind of almost see his voice. It's so forefront in the mix, and so clear and so presented. There's not much else to the song, actually. There's a little bit of piano, a little bit of this, like, kick drum mixed with some, like, reverberated cymbals hiss that's going on. Apart from that fragile instrumental to carry his performance, you really feel like it's just him and him being in character, like, telling a story and owning the story and being in the spotlight on some Broadway shows is kind of the picture that I get while listening to this. And it does make sense because from the rest of the album, he's kind of singing as if he was, you know, in some theatrical performance. So it's almost as if it's like a rock opera, his style of singing. So this is going to be our last song. I thank you very much for tuning in. And hopefully, I'll hear some of your comments in the Facebook page that we have. If you search No Dead Air, you can leave suggestions, talk about some of the songs, or if you ever need recommendations to for some new music to listen to, I'm more than happy to respond. Or if you think that there's some really cool music that I should be aware of, by all means. So. Yeah, there's always that. That's a great way to get involved more with the show and to see what's happening when podcasts are being put out and the like. Other than that, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in 2 weeks' time. This is Gone by Benjamin Clementine.
Walking down to A406, holding bags of Mother's Earned cornflakes, guessing somebody might have noticed a little boy, big head, small ears.
Wow.
Making a bell out through a Sunday mist. Sure, we've all been there, done it. Prepare a little time to reminisce on all that eventually falls into nothingness. Oh, all will be gone. After all, before you get to the knowing, all will be gone. Went back to a life seemed promising at first, gambling on memory's lane. I tried a trip through all the pavement fields, but I lost, cause all had changed. Like, the road I used to cross to school is now full of prostitutes. roots. No wonder why the priest is dead. No wonder why the priest is dead. No, brother, when did you get married? Neighbors, where did you vanish to? If it's your wonderland, well, it's not known to my kind. Mankind all will be gone. After all, before we all get to the knowing, all will be gone. And what about relationships? What is it about relationships we just don't get? Here we are, always thinking we've learned. Only to get smacked and realize we are but mere students of life. And it feels like we've been fighting a lost battle. To have always realized at the end of it all, and it feels like we've been brought to a royal banquet just to be served the brew and a wretched floor. But I say it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, because me now I can't go back, it's too late. And so I'll get it all going whilst it all gets lost and gone.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This power